I am Sonia Berthasel. I'm a PhD candidate at UMaine, and I'm here to tell you about sort of a side project of mine, which is comparing solarization and tarping for creating a stale seedbed. So these stale seedbeds, this is a very common practice that organic growers in my area, the Northeast USA, use for high-value vegetables especially. So this is a picture from a field day I was at in Massachusetts last week, and the farmer there was demonstrating how he uses flaming to create a stale seed bed. So he prepares beds in the spring, plants direct seeded crops like his carrots and beets into that, and then waits until weeds have emerged, but the crop has not yet quite emerged, and flames to kill those weeds, so kind of clearing the way for the crop to succeed thereafter. But this farmer mentioned, and I've heard this before from growers, that one challenge with using this practice is that it doesn't work great early in the springtime because there isn't enough weed emergence to make it really worthwhile. And so practices that I've used and seen people use to deal with that issue include solarization and tarping. So solarization is covering the soil with clear plastic, tarping with black plastic for a period of some weeks with edges tightly secured, and then removing those tarps or plastic pieces prior to planting. And we've done some research in the past on soil solarization and found that, much to our surprise, 2 weeks of springtime soil solarization in Maine actually created a really effective stale seed bed starting in May. But more farmers among our acquaintance have been using black plastic for this purpose. And when we talk to growers about this, one of the most common questions they ask us is, okay, well, which is better, clear or black? Well, here's what the literature says. These are all of the individual experiments that I know of that have been published on this question, solarization versus tarping. And then on the left-hand side here, you see just sort of my qualitative comparison of which worked better to reduce subsequent weed emergence after the practices. So across all of these studies, solarization resulted in higher soil temperatures than black plastic tarping. And in all but one study, or one experiment that's been done, the one outlier is circled down there, solarization created a better stale seed bed than tarping did. So we hypothesized that this would hold true in Maine, that solarization would outperform tarping as a stale seed bed preparation technique. And we conducted some experiments. So color-coded here for you, in the spring of 2016, we conducted one experiment and then follow-up experiments in summers of 2016 and 2017. So I'll take you through these one at a time. In the spring of 2016, starting in April, we established an experiment that was a randomized complete block design with three replications of three treatments: solarization with clear plastic, tarping with black plastic, and an uncovered control. We established 3 meter by 3 meter plots, rototilled these, and installed temperature loggers at 5 centimeters soil depth. Then we irrigated and applied plastic to applicable treatments and waited 7 weeks. We chose this time period because farmers we talked to said that they thought 6 or 7 weeks of black plastic treatment was what they had seen to be effective, and so we chose that for this experiment. And then after that treatment, we removed the plastic, counted weeds in permanent quadrats at the center of each plot, and we pulled weeds as we did this, and then 14 days thereafter, we counted weeds in the same quadrats again to see what weed emergence there was after plastic removal. Moving on to some results of this first experiment, weed emergence was very low overall in all of our treatments at the time plastic was terminated. So at plastic removal is what I mean by termination here. And there were no statistically significant differences between treatments, although there was zero weed emergence under tarping. Then 14 days later, there was significant weed emergence in those control plots, but no subsequent weed emergence in either the tarping or the solarization treatments. So they both seemed to work quite well for creating a stale seed bed in this trial. So have we solved it? Are they equal? Well, as you're probably thinking to yourself, there are some limitations to this study. Of course, it's a single site year. And the 7-week treatment duration, that's longer than the 2 weeks that we found to be effective for solarization, for stale seedbed establishment by solarization in our previous experiments. So how do these practices compare if we try it for a shorter treatment duration was kind of our next question. And then another key limitation is that, as luck would have it, we did a soil test later in the season, and this field had very high organic matter, about 19%, which is within the range that we see on some of our farms in Maine, but it's definitely on the high end, and this certainly could have impacted our results. So enter follow-up experiments. These were conducted starting in July of 2016 and 2017. And they followed the same basic methods as our prior experiment with a couple key exceptions. The plot size was smaller, 1 meter by 1 meter plots, and organic matter at these sites were more typical in the 3% range. And we established 7 treatments. 2, 4, and 6 weeks of solarization, 2, 4, and 6 weeks of tarping, and an uncovered control. And because there's pseudo-replication in this sample design with this single uncovered control, we didn't pull weeds as we counted them in order to be able to be using that uncontrolled cover throughout the duration of this experiment. And then one final difference or a new thing in this experiment is farmers had been asking us, okay, so what do these practices do to the good soil microbes? This is the number one question I've gotten from farmers when I've talked about this work. And so we measured soil biological activity after the 4-week treatments in our 2016 experiment in order to start collecting some data on this question. All right, moving on to the results of these experiments. Here we have weed emergence on the y-axis in 2016 on the top, 2017 on the bottom, again at termination or plastic removal on the left, and then 14 days thereafter on the right in our 3 treatments at 2, 4, and 6 weeks of treatment duration on the x-axis there. So in 2016, starting with this top panel, under both solarization and tarping, weed emergence was negligible under the plastic, but then after plastic removal, solarization appears to perform better for suppressing subsequent weed emergence in 2016, and efficacy improved with treatment duration. But with tarping, we have this very surprising result where there's more weed emergence following tarping of 4 weeks duration than 2 weeks. Why might this be? Well, both of these years were very dry summers, but there was abundant rainfall between the time that we removed plastic in our 4-week treatment and counted subsequent weed emergence. So it could be that it was just dry enough for stuff to actually, or excuse me, moist enough for things to actually grow for a change for that 4-week treatment. But the fact that we didn't see a corresponding bump in emergence under our solarized treatment suggests that perhaps we were seeing more death of weed seeds or a greater reduction in the weed seed bank with solarization in 2016. If your eye has jumped ahead, you'll probably see that for 2017 we're onto something completely different. So in 2017, tarping outperforms solarization across the board. And indeed, solarization actually appeared to increase weed emergence in our 2- and 4-week treatments at the time that plastic was removed. So why didn't solarization work? We have some hypotheses about this, too. So a first and likely explanation involves soil temperature. One of the primary mechanisms through which solarization is believed to work is raising the soil to temperatures hot enough to either kill weed seeds or promote fatal germination. And in 2016, we did see higher soil temperatures overall than in 2017. This is showing maximum soil temperature and number of hours above 45 degrees Celsius in 2016 and 2017 in this table. And this higher soil temperatures in 2016 did translate to more accumulation of hot hours in 2016. So there's one explanation. Another is pictured here. This is underneath one of our clear plastic solarization tarps at the time it was removed in 2017. And it sure looks like a lot of purslane to me. We did identify two weed species, and so I can confirm for you that yes, there was essentially a Portulaca oleracea or purslane effect. This shows weed emergence on the y-axis in each of our treatments for purslane, other broadleafed weeds, and other grass-like weeds. So we actually did see control of other broadleafed weeds under solarization, but purslane emergence was stimulated, kind of contributing to that overall trend. So pretty interesting, I think. And finally, I want to tell you about the results of these soil biological activity tests. At plastic termination, there was not a statistically significant difference in soil biological activity by treatment. But 14 days thereafter, biological activity was significantly suppressed in solarized treatment as compared to the control. So this does provide some indication that, yes, there could be a trade-off with soil biological activity or soil health with the use of solarization, at least in the short term. It's likely that if we had measured a year later, perhaps we wouldn't have seen a difference anymore. But we didn't measure that yet. All right, so in conclusion, in our spring 2016 experiment, both practices, solarization with clear plastic, tarping with black, created effective stale seed beds and performed about equally well. In our summer 2016 experiment, solarization outperformed tarping, but the opposite was true in 2017, which could have been due to soil temperatures and/or weed seed bank effects, in particular the presence of purslane in our 2017 sample site. And finally, there can be some impacts on biological activity with solarization. All right. With that, I would like to extend very sincere thanks to our field crew, the other folks mentioned on this slide, and to the Organic Interest Group and eOrganic for the funding to come present all this to you. Thanks also to you for being here. And I would be delighted to answer any questions. Yes. Oh, thank you for the question. The question is, what was the irrigation? We irrigated all plots thoroughly to at or above field capacity directly before applying the plastic, but then no subsequent irrigation. And we did measure soil moisture at multiple times throughout. I didn't show that data today, but I'd be happy to go over that with you later if you're curious. Thanks.